You know what time it is. It's time for an economic update with Dr. Kirk Elliott. Welcome.
Hey, it's so good to be with you.
Thank you. You're not in your car. You're back in studio.
Back in studio. I mean, we tried to do this yesterday, but we had like this crazy dumb ice storm. It's turned snowstorm and internet wasn't working. Really good.
We're glad we got you. Glad you're overcoming those things. I know you're in greater demand now than ever. Mm-hmm. The number of calls, texts, emails, and things that we're getting is mind-blowing, truly. It's almost a constant thing about this topic, and you've been traveling. I know you're speaking on this. For people that don't know, Dr. Kirk, we've known him for over 25 years. He has not one but two PhDs, and I always joke, man, this ain't your grandpa's PhD. This guy, look, he's got the cool David Nino Rodriguez kind of white t-shirt thing going on today, you know, and so, like, you're the coolest PhD ever, but you truly spend more time on these things, also looking at them through a biblical world lens, because that's one of your doctorates as well. And I tell you what, it's so necessary right now.
So necessary. I mean, I just did my weekly commentary for all of our clients and had very little to do with economics this week. It was all about Easter, yeah. Right? Because you look at what that was all about. It took immense courage, right, for Jesus to do what he did. And he actually asked God, he said, please, if at all possible, take this cup away. I don't want this, right? I don't want to do this, because he knew the suffering and the pain, but yet he pushed through. And now if we choose him, we all have eternal life, right? And you know, parallel Queen Esther, you know, one of the bravest stories in the Bible, put her life on the line for her country. She was heard, country was saved, because she acted out in courage. And then, you know, Bonhoeffer, you know, what would, you know, during the time of Hitler, you know, trying to speak truth, trying to be light in this dark world. And he said, silence in the face of evil is evil itself, right? We have to do something. And so the parallel is, you know, all of these great things happened in the face of horrific events, but there was courage, there was faith, there was stepping out. Whether it's Jesus saving the entire world for eternity, Esther saving a nation, Bonhoeffer saving a nation and speaking out against one of the most evil atrocities of all time.
Yeah.
Or, you know, us, you know, bring it right down home, is we have to have faith and courage to actually do something that we haven't done before. It's like, oh, stocks and bonds, and that's what we've always been told, and this and that. It's like, sometimes it takes a leap of faith to listen to a guy who you've never met, but you trust David and Stacy, and David and Stacy trust me. And so therefore you make the call, but that's a huge leap of faith, and I get it. And it's doing something that a lot of people haven't been used to: physical, tangible assets, right? Mm-hmm. Like gold and silver, not in stock or mutual fund form, but in physical form. That's a leap of faith. Yeah. And I get it. And so that is courage. And so you bring it all together, and I'm excited about what's happening for us as believers in the world that we're living in. Cause you can see, Stacy, before we got on the show, you were praying like you always do. And you always pray for me and my family every single week about multiple fold increase. What the enemy has stolen, God will replace it multiple fold. And we just saw that happen with Trump.
It's unbelievable.
I know. It's so exciting. I mean,
seriously. It's amazing. So I'm excited about what God's doing in the spirit and bringing that to the physical world. Right. And so this is all that we do, is we understand the times that we're living in. We identify it. Sometimes you can't change it, but once you identify it, you can adapt, act accordingly. And this is where I believe that there is this transfer of wealth from the wicked to the righteous.
Yep.
And we are dealing with spiritual things in the economy, dark things, loss of freedom, loss of privacy. I mean, that's not God thing. When you're talking about central bank digital currency, that's man's way of controlling you. And now it starts to get worse. You know, as we're recording this, you know, the bridge came down in Baltimore. It's like, okay, you look at that bridge, and this is how I'm tying this into economic stuff. That was a very strategic thing because it's the big long bridge right as you get into the port. That thing sank, people died, but now cargo ships can't get through because of the wreckage underneath. So they're going to cut off potentially food supply or other kind of big container ships that service Baltimore and DC and probably Philly. It's like, this is economic warfare turning into something worse. So we, as wise stewards of what God has given us, having that courage, having that boldness, realizing there's some stuff happening that's going to happen in the financial markets, and we don't have to be afraid of it. We don't have to be afraid because there's a solution, and we don't want to listen to their lies either. I mean, I'll just put it out there. Janet Yellen, Jerome Powell, they're lying about the economy. Biden, he's lying about the economy. They always have. I mean, I'm not just picking on them. Politicians lie about the economy. So case in point, this week, big, huge inflation number comes out. The PCE, the personal consumption expenditures, which is basically the stuff that we spend minus food and energy. And that's a pretty big one. Well, I have a weird gut feeling that it's not going to look good. Why? Because they're releasing the data on Good Friday when the markets are closed, stock markets are closed, bond markets are closed, people are traveling, they're going to see family. By the time things open again on Monday, they forgot about what happened on Friday. Mm-hmm. Right? Very strategic time to release inflation numbers. But this is coming off the tails of 2 weeks ago. The unemployment and jobs numbers came out, which was, I don't know what was lying about what, but there was lies because they created 275,000 new jobs and they were bragging about it. But yet they said unemployment went up. It's like, okay, how do you create jobs and unemployment goes up? They're lying. They're fudging the numbers. This is where we as believers start to say, okay, if something doesn't make sense, let's get to the core issue of it. If we know that they're lying, our wallets will actually ultimately tell us the truth about inflation, about everything else. But boy, we're entering into weird times, David and Stacey, where we have to do something outside of the norm and get rid of our normalcy bias if we want to thrive and grow in this economy.
There's a little bit of a mindset, kind of like I think there's kind of almost a stripping of a gear mentally when you see people today wearing a mask out of fear of COVID, you know, like someone wrong. And it's almost paralleled to people who still look at the dollar as a real thing. You know, we kind of grew up, it's so heavily marketed and so grained in your brain that's a real thing. That is not monopoly money, that is actually backed by something, you know, but it's not. And so people are kind of waking up to this, like, oh, this is a game. And these are it's like Dumb and Dumber with the IOUs. It's like, what's that? It's $350,000. What's an IOU? It's the same as cash. You know, it's for a Ferrari. Yeah. It's like that same thing. That's like when you go to the bank and they give you cash, it's only worth something because
whatever they say it's worth,
because they say it is, and you give it to somebody and they'll take, you know, they'll trade you something for that asset because they believe it's worth what it says, but that's changing. And it's not us on the outside. It seems like the ones on the inside that are intentionally destroying it. They just issued another like $1.3 trillion. Well, they don't have that in the back room. They just inject it into the economy.
And where the money's going to.
By creating it. Yeah. And so it's obviously going to a lot of weird causes and different things all over the world, but it's not going to making Americans' lives better or securing our lifestyle, you know, which is making sure that the money that people worked and saved for in their retirement or what you have in the bank, that it actually is worth something.
Yeah.
They're trying to have a great reset.
So if you see somebody wearing a mask, does it make you feel safer?
No, not at all.
It doesn't make me feel safer. It's like, it actually makes me feel less safe. It's like, what's wrong with them at this point, right? I mean, it's like weird, but they bought into the lie. So there's other things that are starting to happen where you feel as safe now with money in the bank as you did 5 years ago?
No,
absolutely not.
Definitely not.
If I were to show you, you know, a $20 bill, you think this is the strongest currency? Do you have the same view as our currency as you would have 5 years ago?
No. Definitely not.
Probably not. I mean, that one's kind of, well, cash is cash and you can go spend it. But mostly people would say, I don't know, it doesn't seem like it buys me as much as it used to. If you were to see gold or silver, would you have the same impression? Do you think it's worth something? Do you think it's valuable?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
And if you had a time machine, you could go back 5 weeks ago or 5 years or at any point. I'd rather go back and get gold and silver
than
at that moment than go back and get a box of currency of whatever place that was. I don't care what country and what currency was the thing at that time. I'd rather have the gold and silver than the Dutch currency or a German currency or whatever.
See, the point of that little exercise is even at the beginning of this meltdown that we're starting to see, we haven't seen the fruit of it yet completely, but people inherently know that, well, gold and silver is probably value. The dollar probably isn't. I don't think I trust banks anymore. You know, there's all these, I don't thinks, you know, but as time goes on and things start to manifest, for sure, they're not going to trust banks. For sure, they're not going to trust the currency anymore, because when you go through a big inflation like Argentina or Venezuela do, you lose confidence in your currency like really quick as a nation, really fast. I mean, imagine a world where in Venezuela 2 years ago, their inflation rate was 1,000,000% a year, 1,000,000. In Turkey right now, their inflation is so bad that they just raised rates to 50%, 50.
Wow.
Right. And now there's more stuff coming right there. So I read a report this weekend, and the SWIFT system, which is all bank wires, you know, internationally, banks sending wires to each other, full on plan adopting central bank digital currency and like now, right? So it's not just individual banks, it's the entire SWIFT system that's moving towards this digital currency, and it's happening right underneath our nose, which is why we need to have wisdom, we need to have discernment. But really, like Esther, like Jesus, like Bonhoeffer, we have to have courage to make the right move like now. Because just like with Silicon Valley Bank, when they went under and all those other five banks went under, you wouldn't have cared at all if you were 3 months, 6 months, 9 months early and get your money out of the bank when you knew that it failed. But you for sure would not be happy if you were a day late because you didn't have your money anymore. Which is why we keep shouting from the rooftops every single week, you have time, but you better get it done, because I do think that there's a time coming when you won't really have time, when it is going to be too late.
Let me ask you a question, Dr. Kirk. What are the downsides to buying silver and gold? Like, are there, like, what's the floor? Because we already know, you know, if you have money in the bank and then it's gone, it's gone. Or you've got stocks or whatever and they go to zero, you just lost everything.
Blockbuster stock. I got 1,000,000 shares.
Yeah. Okay. What about silver or gold?
See, there's not an awful lot of downside. You know, throughout history, that's not always the case, right? I mean, if you were at, you know, all time highs, well, yeah, it could probably come down, you know, like we saw in 2011. Right now, though, it takes about $19 an ounce to get 1 ounce of silver out of the earth. So really, miners are not going to keep pulling it out of the earth if they're making less than $19 an ounce. They'll just shut down. When they shut down operations, there's no supply and prices start to rebound pretty quickly. So I would say downside risk is probably in the $19 range, which is not that far from where it is. What's the downside risk on a stock? They go to zero. They go bankrupt. What's the downside risk on a cryptocurrency? Even quicker.
Yeah.
Right? Floor zero.
So I don't see an awful lot of downside risk. That's not what a normal stockbroker or wealth manager or anybody will tell you. But I'll tell you different, because interest rates are impactful to everything. Right. When you have rising interest rates, which is what we need to slow down inflation, that causes bond prices to come crashing down to earth. Or higher rates mean lower priced bonds. Insurance companies, annuities companies, which are insurance companies, they're all allocated very heavily into bonds. So are banks. Right. So are pension funds. This is a nasty scenario starting to unfold. But I'm not scared about it, right? It's like the devil would want us to be scared about it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because he operates out of fear. But we serve a God of fear. We serve a God of judgment and sound mind and liberty and freedom and creativity and love and all of that, right? Just the opposite of fear. Mm-hmm. And so we just have to be wise stewards, identify the trends that are going up, get into them as soon as you can, identify the ones that are going down, get out of them as soon as you can. It's really that simple, and we'll help you through that.
And I love that because it's a relationship. It's not a one-time purchase. Flyover family, once you go to flyovergold.com, you fill out your information. It's a free consultation to get your questions answered. When you make that step forward, and you make that transfer, it's a relationship now with Dr. Kirk where, okay, now it's time to change to gold, or now it's time to do something else. They walk us through that. And it's a relationship. It's a partnership now that we have. And I am so thankful.
There's no commissions when you liquidate.
Yes.
I mean, that I cannot overestimate how exaggerate how important that is, mm-hmm. you know, for people, because you're buying an appreciable asset in the world's going crazy. This mm-hmm. has a very high ceiling. We've talked a lot about the floor. Has a very high ceiling. And so you don't want to pay commissions on that increase. So there's a lot of places that you can acquire tangible assets. Are you buying a story? Are you buying a collectible coin that you have to sell the story when you go to sell it? Or are you buying bullion? Are you doing something where they're going to charge you a commission when you sell it, and you're paying a commission on all those gains? These are important things you need to know. And if this isn't your space, you need someone you can trust. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, we are as all in on Dr. Kirk as you could possibly be. Again, we have the advantage. We've known him for 25 years, and there's never been a question mark at any day. I've said this before, if something happened to me tomorrow and I had to pick like one person that's going to like manage what I left behind and they could steward it, it would be Dr. Kirk. It's just like the utmost highest integrity. And so you find out these things when you go through the consultation, yep. Then you're informed to make a fear-free, clear-minded decision.
That's exactly right. So Flyover family, go to flyovergold.com. Again, it's flyovergold.com. Fill out your information or call 720-605-3900. Yep. Do it today. You won't regret it. Dr. Kirk, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. This is a crazy time to be alive.
Well, just in our lifetime, used to be where you'd hear your grandparents talk about how cheap gas was and stuff. And it was 75 years before, 50 years you know, before.
And so we've seen a lot of changes since Biden took office. $700 more a month
than what you needed in January of 21 when he took office.
You might hear these kind of things and think, oh, that's overwhelming. I can't control the government. I can't control what they're doing. I can't control the spending. But we can take care of ourselves.
You want to make sure that you're buying bullion from somebody that you can trust and someone that does not charge you a commission when you go to sell.
If there's gonna be a commission, have it on the front end, not the back end when it skyrockets and now you're like, oh my gosh, look at this big, huge commission I gotta pay because it's on the back end before I sell it.
You can buy an ounce of silver for $23. So this is something everybody can get into. And if silver goes to $50, if it goes to $75, if it goes to $100, all of those profits are yours. And that's happening while the dollar is buying less and less at the actual grocery store.
So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Or to do the same thing, you can just call 720-605-3900. Hello, Flyover family. Join me every Wednesday for the Prophetic Report at 11:11 Central. You can find it on Rumble. You can find it on the Flyover app. We have such an incredible time of hearing from all of these different prophetic voices like Robin Bullock, Julie Green, Barry Wunsch, Amanda Grace, and Hank Kuhneman. Every week, it's either 5 or 6 different prophets that are speaking. And what's interesting is God is speaking through them. And all of these voices come together like puzzle pieces. It is so exciting to hear what the Lord is saying. We're hearing from medical. We're hearing from military intelligence. We're hearing from the financial world. We're hearing from mainstream media. But the most important is, what is God saying? He has not fallen off the throne. He's not nervous. He's not chewing his nails. He is in control. He has plans to prosper us and not to harm us. What a great time to be alive. And I'm so excited for you to join me every Wednesday at 11:11. For more great content, Go to flyoverconservatives.com.